entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 152, and joining us today in studio, of course, is Leighton, as per usual.
That's me.
And special guest, Fonda Miller, for the first time. Fonda, it's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
And Fonda, she is at Gospel Echoes right now.
Yes.
And Jeff told us a few weeks ago that, I guess, Fonda is a prankster, and she plays pranks on people in her life, so we're going to be asking her a little bit about that. But first off, what day is it, Leighton?
Today is September 27th, 2016, on a Tuesday.
And we missed a couple things from the Facebook messages last week. There was a suggestion for a new segment.
Okay.
A new podcast, our favorite podcast that we just found we want to share with the listeners. So we've got some of those.
Oh, my.
We've got a correction on a pronunciation that we didn't get to before as well.
Okay.
And it's a pretty major one. I'm pretty embarrassed.
Is it a word that you use often?
I've used it a lot on the podcast.
Oh,
but
dear.
I don't use it outside of the podcast.
Okay. It's probably press.
But
French press.
We're going to start with Fonda. So Fonda, tell us a little bit about, you're at Gospel Echoes in service?
Yes. I started in February of 2015 and committed to 2 years. So I'll be done in February of 2017.
And what does that mean? Gospel Echoes, they record music?
It's a prison ministry. So they have different teams that go into prisons and they do services. But I'm the bookkeeper, so I work in the office and take care of the money that comes in.
Do you do any singing with the team?
No.
No.
Do you have to try out to be a singer for Gospel Echoes?
You're pretty good.
No, you don't.
Audition.
Because we've been thinking about branching out, taking our music careers on the road.
Well, French they don't, echoes. But if you guys join, we might have to.
Oh, it's in roar of life. Yes.
You missed that burn, Leighton.
What burn?
Fonda said if we would start, they might need to start doing auditions.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so Gospel Echoes, I know it's been around for a while. It's over in Goshen, Indiana.
Yeah.
Do they record any music?
They do. They have a studio there that you can record your own CDs and stuff.
Okay.
Did you know that they do have blue shutters on the outsides, don't they?
Yes.
Do you know who painted those?
No.
It was me and my father. I remember taking each of those down and taking them back to the shop out here and lay them all out and spraying them. And then they were like too blue. They were like circus blue, and so we had to change it to like a darker shade of blue.
Did you take them back up there, then bring them back again?
Yeah, kind of.
So who was at fault? Was it the paint mixer?
No, it was the color they had chosen. But like, I mean, and it's normal. Like Like, you choose a color and you think it would look good, but then once you actually see it up there, it's just like, oh, well, considering everything else, it just, I don't know, it just didn't look right, and it did look kind of like a circus, so we had to change it, but to more of a navy blue, but anyways, I just remember that.
So tell us a little bit more about Gospel Echoes. How many people are there that serve there?
There's about three of us VSers there right now, and then there's maybe five others in the office that are kind of working, and some of them go out on the road then and stuff, and maybe about 10 on the teams. So
you minister, it's not just in this area that you go to prisons?
No, it is all over Canada and the United States, and we actually have offices in there's two in Canada, and another one in Oregon. So there's four offices.
Wow. Is this the main hub?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, how many teams do you have?
The Goshen office has two.
Two teams. Mm-hmm. Okay. But in all of the offices combined, how many teams are under the Gospel Echoes name?
Maybe like five.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you said you play some pranks on... Do you play it on your singers, or is it other singers that come in?
No, this is Covenant Choir, which is something completely different.
Okay.
Oh.
But Covenant Choir, is that also a prison ministry?
It is. Okay. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Covenant Choir and how you were involved, and then okay. We'll get on to all your pranking.
All right. Covenant Choir is a choir that starts practicing about end of July and goes through September. So we're just getting to the end of our practices.
And are you in it this year again?
Yes. Yes. And so
you didn't get kicked off. Whatever you did, you didn't get kicked off.
No, not yet. anyway, so the programs will start like beginning of October and go up to Thanksgiving. Okay. So November.
And that is local, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
did you ever have like Jordan Swartzentruber as a choir director?
Yes.
All right.
He directed.
Yeah.
He did like the juvenile programs. So he right. wasn't like the main director. He was the assistant.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
He was my best friend in school.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We had good times. Anyway, keep going.
And Jeff, if you have any questions as well, you need to yell.
Chime in.
You'll
have to lean over into my mic.
All I have to say right now is we have zero viewers.
That's what we're shooting for, Jeff.
At least now we're at expectation, because this is where we expected the live stream to be.
It's true.
So, all right. Sorry, carry on. Covenant Choir. Do you have any more questions about Covenant Choir as far as...
How many members...
There's about 40 members,
right.
And we probably do close to between 30 and 40 programs in about 2 months' time. So it's pretty intense.
Wow. And so you said in 2 months' time, does that like include all the practice sessions that you do?
No.
All right. How much practice do you have before the 2 months of programs start?
About 2 months.
Okay, so a season of 4 months, pretty yes. much, is what the cover... Okay, and when does it start?
The practices or the...
The practices.
The practices, like end of July.
End of July, okay. All right. Very cool.
Shoot, there was something else I was going to ask. Now I'm spacing. I guess, Jeff, go ahead and share... What you were telling Jeff about these pranks that you play on your fellow...
Okay, well, they're not all me, so we'll clear that up.
Oh, okay, sure. Are they all your idea?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know what the question was. If someone wants to be part of Covenant Choir, is it open to other people? If someone, obviously, it's too late now, probably.
Yeah.
But for next year, if someone would want to join, what would they have to do?
We try to have it advertised in different churches and stuff, but... Grace Hostetler would be in charge of, I don't know, she's in charge of scheduling and that sort
Grace
of thing.
Is she at Gospel Echoes too?
No.
Is she on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, so people can look her up. And she lives in Indiana?
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, Covenant Choir would have a Facebook page as well.
Oh, so maybe they should probably find the Facebook page and message
yes,
the page.
Yes, they could do that.
Okay.
Yep.
Brilliant.
All right. A couple years ago, this one prank kind of keeps coming up a couple years, but you can go to Dollar Tree and get what looks like toilet paper, but it is far from toilet paper. It is very hard to tear. Like, it's not in squares. You know how you can usually tear off toilet paper? It's really hard to tear off, and I don't know from experience, but they say that it does not wipe well or flush well.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's in a roll?
Yes. It is on, like, a toilet paper roll.
So it looks exactly like toilet paper.
It looks like it.
Feels probably like it to touch.
It's a little different.
Is it like sandpaper?
No. So some of us were supposed to go into rooms. They gave us, like, the motel cards. Room keys, and so we went into several different rooms and switched it out for the good toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And yeah, anyway, so some people got stuck with this really bad toilet paper. So this one has happened several years already, and it kind of keeps coming up. And last year it happened again, and some people weren't very happy with it. So And Grace is kind of the provider of this toilet paper. So anyway, so the one person kept the bad toilet paper the one weekend and brought it along for the next weekend. And they got a hold of Grace's room key and they switched it out in her room along with, they put a pack of Depends in and some diaper cream as well. So, I'm not sure if they ever figured out who that was. But then later, someone had taken one of the Depends out and had, like, squirted chocolate syrup on it.
Oh, no.
Aww.
And showed up on one of the bus seats.
I'm sure people are curious. You said that you can buy it at a dollar store?
Yes, Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree. Mm-hmm. And do you look in the toilet paper section, or what section is it in?
Supplies. That's the party supplies for sure.
I honestly haven't bought it myself. I don't know. I just...
You can probably ask the person that works there for the roll of something that looks like toilet paper, but that isn't toilet paper.
The fake toilet paper. To.
So this happened to a couple people, and you said some people were upset. Did they give any experiences with it? Did they say why they were upset, or were they just... I mean, did they figure out an alternative?
I'm not sure if... Maybe the only alternative they had was Kleenexes. I'm not sure what it was. I know
that isn't the most durable thing to use either.
Well, I'm just trying to picture. I mean, imagine you're rolling this off the roll and you pretty much can't rip it.
Right. I mean, I remember hearing that
stretch.
No, it doesn't stretch. I remember hearing that they went to like pull it off and like yank the whole roll out.
Wow,
that is good. I'm a poor prankster. I mean, I like hearing about pranks and watching them on YouTube, but I'm not very creative when it comes to actually getting it done.
Yeah, nor am I, unless they're like dead deer or something.
All right. So okay. So that was one of them. Are there other pranks too that you guys have tried on each other?
There is none that I would have done.
Okay. Is that in the plans for this next year? I mean, you said you haven't always been, necessarily been involved with it, but.
I don't know. Almost too many people know about it now. I'm not sure if it'll happen this year or not.
Oh, well, you should come up with a different prank, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I do have a few good ones in mind, but.
Well, I doubt people will hear about it if you tell us on the podcast. I doubt it'll get around to them. So if you want to, you could start and we can give some feedback.
I object. Right now, Wynn Hosteller is watching, and Weston, and they are
both. Are they on Covenant Choir? Okay.
So considering that, it would still be funny to tell the stories, if you so desire. Although people will find out.
Oh dear. Okay. This is like, and this is their first year, of being on the Covenant Choir. I think
it is.
Oh man.
Well then, don't tell us your ideas yet. Maybe afterwards.
Okay.
If you want to share it with us, if you try them, if you don't try them,
super leery.
We could give some input as far as which ones we think would work well.
Sounds good.
All right. What about Gospel Echoes? Is there if people want to get involved with that, where would they go to?
You can show up at our Goshen office, really, right there in Goshen. I guess I'm not really sure how else. We do have a website that you could go to. Well.
Are there openings currently?
Well, actually, I will be quitting in February, so we are looking for a bookkeeper.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And bookkeeping, like, do you do QuickBooks?
Yes, QuickBooks.
Okay, so somebody with QuickBooks.
Do they train
knowledge.
You
in? Yes.
So there you go. If someone would like to get into bookkeeping, you can get trained in, serve for some time.
And then you have that knowledge.
That knowledge.
Knowledge.
To prepare you for the rest of your life.
Yep.
All right. Fine. Is there anything else that you wanted to just say or any?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming on the podcast. I know it's kind of weird and different, but I mean, for you. I mean, I'm saying.
Oh yeah, it's totally normal for us. Like we've been doing this for what, 3 years now, so we're like totally used to it.
No, but I know it's maybe uncomfortable or whatever. But yeah, thanks for coming on. And hopefully we'll hear back from you maybe after Covenant Choir's finished on their run this fall.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to wrap it up, guys. Or not wrap it up permanently. We're going to take a break, come back with Jeff, and then we'll cover some of these Facebook messages.
Handicap retreat.
The handicap retreat that Layton was at last week.
Yup.
Yeah. Whew. All right, so check back in a moment.
Huge.
Huge. We were just talking about Donald Trump.
We were, man, Jeff, you are way too loud.
Am I way too loud?
Yeah. The loudest good. Of Jeff's.
All right, guys. Thank you for sticking around after that long break. It was just a moment for you guys, but for us, it's about 10 minutes. Okay. We've got a handful of things to get to.
More than a handful.
Real quickly, I had a little pod story that I wanted to share with you guys. Tommy Guerin, he's been with us from the very beginning, listening to the podcast.
He's been faithful
fan. Sometimes as people get older, they kind of forget the things that they really love the most.
Mm-hmm.
And the French Press podcast was one of those things for Tommy. Well, he was reinvigorated with that passion and love for the French Press podcast.
He regained his first love.
He did. He said driving a few hours, and he listened to about 3 hours of the French Press podcast in that time.
Wow.
So, but this is actually what I want to tell you.
Okay.
He said a few years ago, you know, first started listening to the podcast, and he was really into it. And then he said he remembers seeing Layton at their VBS at United Christian School.
Mm-hmm.
He just remembers seeing that. Oh my goodness, that's Layton.
That's great.
Just cracked me up.
So
that's my feel good pod story of the day.
Well, I'd like to make a comment on it. Bless for all the people that listen to every single episode of the French Press podcast. Thank you for being so loyal. Because honestly, I don't even listen to these things. Ruben does. Some, at least.
Some.
So, I mean, it's great.
I listen for quality control.
Mm-hmm. QC. Now, we do put effort into these episodes. So, when I hear that people listen for 3+ hours of me and Ruben and Jeff, well, probably not.
Probably not that long of me.
No.
But sometimes Mr. Dave.
But Mr. Dave, it makes me feel so good that we are making something that is worth listening to.
I echo what you're saying. All right. And other things we want to get to that we didn't. We received a Facebook message from Doug Kaufman. He also submitted our favorite logo, which we did talk about last week.
And are we going to give him the prize?
Not yet. We're still leaving it open.
Okay.
If you guys want to win a $25 Amazon gift card, submit your idea for a logo by sending us a Facebook message or just commenting on our page. And whichever one we choose, whichever idea we choose, we will then give you a $25 Amazon gift card.
Right.
And I have it. I don't want to discourage anyone, but I have a hard time believing someone's going to come up with a better idea than what Doug came up with. One
that sounds like a challenge.
It is a challenge
for the fans.
One other thing. Doug mentioned that
a word.
There's a slight possibility we might be pronouncing the word timber, as in the musical term, incorrectly.
Ooh.
Oh.
And
no.
I'm not a grammar Nazi. But I'm pretty close.
Heil grammar.
So it's timbre.
No. I Googled it, and the way it's timbre. However,
timbre.
There is a glitch in the system, because if you click the little audio symbol that pronounces it for you on the Google page, listen carefully.
Timbre.
It says timbre. But it is timbre. And I looked it up on another Merriam-Webster, their website. Mm-hmm. And there they also pronounced it timbre. But the pronunciation, as it's spelled out, is timbre.
It sounds also that he puts extra emphasis on the timbre, not timbre.
Play that again. I want to hear that.
And this is the Google one. I will play the Merriam-Webster one shortly.
Timbre.
Oh. It like sneaks up on me every time.
All right. And then on Merriam-Webster, here it is from them.
Timbre.
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 Well, that is my bad, because I introduced you to that word.
Oh, these musical words. They're way above my level.
Yeah, I would not have included that in my post at all, except it was in the definition of music. And so I felt like I had to include the whole definition.
You need to define the entire definition.
And I did not want to have an abridged definition.
I like when our listeners fact check us, because we want to get things right.
Yes.
Whether it's the distance between the East and the West Coast, whatever it is, we want to get it right. Sometimes we shoot from the hip.
and sometimes even lower. But if they start fact-checking everything, Ruben, there is so much stuff.
Quiet. That was just, like, I mean, I'm just putting on a face.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, fact-check us.
You like a fake aid.
Yeah.
Got it.
Doug also said he does enjoy the polls, and we'll get to our poll shortly here.
Poll results.
Yes.
It
was Doug's idea for us to have a segment where we'd give our favorite podcast.
Okay.
Ooh. Or a new podcast that we found.
A new podcast.
Yeah. I mean,
or
it could be one that you've listened to for a while, but maybe one that we haven't discussed.
Mm-hmm. On the podcast.
Yeah, so we'll do that as well. I'm just looking through here. Doug actually, and Doug did give a podcast, and I'll when we get to that, I'll mention what podcast he would suggest for you.
Okay.
So send us a message if you guys have thoughts, ideas for the podcast,
and your favorite podcasts,
or your favorite podcast as well, for sure. Layton, why don't we jump right in and talk about your handicap retreat?
Okay, I love it. Your handicap retreat. You had to like pause. Just like for a millisecond. Okay, so this every year our youth group helps with a handicap retreat called Project Promise. And there's about 30 campers, I think, around 30, maybe like 35 campers. No, not even that many. It's probably about 30. Yeah, campers that come, and we stay there for the weekend. It's a weekend retreat. We have hymn sings with them. We do crafts, and we also have a carnival games.
Mm-hmm.
Different stations that they go to, and then you like collect money at each of the different games that you play, and then with that money you can buy prizes off of a table.
Okay.
That they have. And basically just our youth group just hangs out with the campers, and it's a lot of fun. And like normally this is how it goes, like going into it, I'm like, oh man, the handicap retreat's coming up. Ooh. And it's like, it's not that I'm not looking forward to it, because I know once I get past that like first initial like even like hour of being there, I'm like, oh my word, this is so fun, this is so great. But it's just starting it out is like the hardest part. But I wasn't able to be there last year because I was at Hillcrest. So this year, excuse me, phlegm. This year, I was like really, really looking forward to it. Like there was not like an ounce of dread about like even starting it. Even starting it, I was like, oh my word, finally I get to see these guys again. Because most of them
remember
come back
them from year to year.
Oh yeah, and they remember me. They have memories.
Isn't that weird? I mean,
they have such good memories.
That's amazing.
Of names. But they have, yeah, they're really, really good with names, and they give, like, amazing hugs. They do. The one dude, Lamar, he's a Down syndrome, an Amish. Yeah, he's an Amish Down syndrome, and, like, he's taller than me and just bigger than me. But, like, when he gives you a hug, he just, like, wraps. He just wraps his arms around you and just kind of, like, envelops you. And it's just like the most amazing hug. It's so great. Oh yeah. They're a lot of fun. I'm just trying to think of like special things that happened.
You said there's about 30 campers.
Mm-hmm.
How many staff are there? I mean, it's your youth
with
group.
Our youth group. Our youth group is maybe like 22, 23 of the staff, but then there's also like just faculty that planned it that are just around.
And
sort of.
These 30 or so campers, are they always together the rest of the year? Or are they each kind of out with their parents in different places?
Some of them are out with their parents. Some live at an assistive living place. I think it's called ADEC. I assume that stands for something, but I don't even know what that stands for. But yeah, some of them come from assisted living. Some of them just come for the weekend from living with their parents. I don't know. I would assume that's what most of them, that's where most of them are at. I'm just trying to think of like, just, it wasn't like, normally there's like one big event or like one thing that really stuck out. Like I remember a couple years ago, Lamar, he's a pretty heavy set guy and he had injured his ankle somehow, and like right before the weekend started, and so he was wheelchair ridden, and so, and he was in my group and I was like the leader that year, and boy, like this, so you have the chapel up on a hill a little bit and then the guy's lodge is at the bottom of the hill, and so whenever we'd go from the lodge to the chapel, I had to push him in this wheelchair, like, probably a good 100 yards. And, oh my goodness. I would be sweating every time by the time I got to the top of that hill.
So you do this every day? Or, well, three times?
At least three times. It was, yeah. And little did I know, it was preparing me for Hillcrest, pushing wheelchairs around. And like
built your strength up.
None of the, like, I never had to like strain myself, at least pushing a resident up a hill like that while I was at Hillcrest. Or if I would have had to, there were like two other aides that would have helped me get the resident up the hill instead of just being me. But yeah, so fun. And they have like prayer requests. They like still pray for people that like died like 10 plus years ago. I mean, because it's like a big deal, and it is a big deal, but like they like people are like such a big like thing in their minds, like they can't forget them. Like
do they understand that they are gone though?
Yes.
So what are they praying for?
I mean, just, I don't know, healing. I or just,
serious,
I don't,
are they just, gotta be with them.
Well, yeah, or I don't know. It's just,
weren't you listening?
Well, yes, but actually, a lot of them request prayer for people that have lost loved ones.
Okay.
And so it's just, yeah, like the best way I can sum it up is like people are like just so important to them that like they just, oh yeah. I remember the one time. Oh, this was also when I was taking care of Lamar, and he was wheelchair ridden. Like, I went and got him, like, a hot dog, because we have a hot dog roast, like, the first night of every retreat. And I got him his hot dog, and then I went to go get mine, and while I was gone, like, he started crying because I thought I had just, like, left him. It was so bad. Yeah. You feel like the worst person ever. You do. Oh, man. And they get, they're super Notre Dame fans.
They are?
Oh, a lot of them.
Oh, nice.
And they, like, get so into, they get so loud.
Do they watch the game?
Yes. And, like, every year, it's, great. Like, this big, like, rigmarole, like, man, how are we going to get the game on tonight? Do we have cable around here, like, at the retreat center? I don't know. Can we run one? We might just have to listen to the radio. They always manage to get it. They always met every year.
And this is by demand of the campers?
I mean, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, next time you should introduce them to the Irish Sports Talk podcast.
I doubt that any of them actually listen to podcasts, but...
So, what's the main purpose of this retreat? Is it just like a get a getaway for the campers, or is it like have a focus?
It is a getaway for the campers. I mean, whenever I happen to run into some of the campers, just in everyday life, whatever, happen to see them some other time in some other place, they're like, "Oh, I'm getting ready for the camping trip. I'm getting ready for it. It's coming up. I'm signed up. I have my application in." And it's just like this big deal for them. So number one, it gives them something to look forward to, and number two, like, while they're there, it gives them encouragement, and I think it's like they feel really comfortable. It's a place that they just feel comfortable with everyone. Also, every year they have a theme. So whether it's like this year, it was the importance of choices that you make and how your choices like affect who you are and like where you're going to go, like what your future will be. And we actually did skits about different Bible characters, and like demonstrated like some of the choices they made and where it ended, where it got them eventually.
Seems legit.
Yeah. Our skit was about Moses. And man, we like covered like the whole thing in a very, very short amount of time. We didn't do like anything in too great a detail, but we had the Egyptian, Moses killing the Egyptian. And oh man, whenever you can incorporate violence in like with the skits, they will jump at the chance because it's just like this biggest thing, like fighting and like action. Like they just, they love it. And I remember the one year, it was like so realistic. The one dude, Richie, was gonna pretend to punch me in the face. And he did this weird thing where like he like threw a punch, but he also slapped his chest, and it was on point. And I collapsed on the ground, and the entire auditorium like gasped, like all at once, like, oh! Like they were concerned for my health. Like, there was no joking around, man. And like, oh, man, he nailed it. It was perfect. And he took acting so seriously. It was so good. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, Moses killing the Egyptian and then eventually leading the children of Israel across the Red Sea and then Mount Sinai and getting the Ten Commandments and then coming down and seeing that, oh, they're the Israelites, or were they Israelites at that point?
Yeah. That was after Jacob.
Okay. The Israelites were worshiping the idol, and then after that, like, then they have to wander around for 40 years. And then at the end of, like, all his choices, like, he's sitting up on Mount, I don't even know what mount he's sitting up on, but looking into Canaan, and he's, like, all depressed.
You did that whole story?
Well, yes, but just as fast as what I just said it.
Like, that's great.
Well, pretty much.
So is there a chance for other people to get involved if they want to?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You could use more help?
I mean, we had enough staff that we pretty much, we had one VSer or one volunteer for every camper. And you don't need much more than that. But there's a chance that, like, on some other year, like, there could be more campers that would sign up, and there might be less of my youth group that will be there. So, yeah, come on down. Why not? They have great food. And it is so much fun.
We'll probably talk about it next year. It's always the third weekend in September, second or third.
It's always over the Apple Festival every year.
So if someone would be interested, we'll mention it leading up to it next year, and then
you can
let Layton know if you're interested.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sounds like fun.
It was a good time.
Okay, let's do a podcast recommendation.
Ooh, okay. I didn't come prepared for this, Ruben.
All right, guys, we've got a couple podcast recommendations for you. My recommendation is The Andrew Klavan Show, and it is satirical politics. He has a weekly show that he does. He does a video live stream, but I just listen to his audio. And his intro is always, he always does an intro that he writes himself. and it's always very, it's filled with satire, but okay. it's hilarious. It's well done. And he pokes fun. He's definitely conservative, but he does poke fun at conservatives if the opportunity comes up. So it's The Andrew Klavan Show. Klavan is with a K. K-L-A-V-A-N.
If he is satirical, can you also go to him for political news? It's relevant.
Yes. It's only the beginning part is filled with satire.
Okay.
His opening monologue. After that, it's more serious. I mean, he has a good sense of humor throughout, but that's the part where it's really where the satire lives.
Right. It lives at the beginning. Jeff, where does your satire live?
My satire lives... I don't have satire. I'm not really good at satire.
All right. Mine lives in my head. Why don't you talk
about... I think he meant what podcast you have to share. Yeah.
I knew what he was asking. I was just being dumb. My favorite podcast is called Myths and Legends. And basically, this guy takes stories...
Is that a Dungeons & Dragons podcast?
It's not a Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Myths and Legends.
I'm not quite that nerdy. However, it is. No, it's not nerdy. No, but he has all kinds of cool stories, basically stories that have shaped cultures throughout the world. He's got Japanese fairy tales. He's got King Arthur stories,
ooh,
Viking stories. Talks about Aladdin.
Ooh.
Just like...
What's it called again, Jeff? I'm going to subscribe right now.
Myths and Legends. He also talks about Greek and Norse mythology. Really, really cool stories.
Is it myth spelled with a Y?
M-Y-T-H-S.
Okay.
And legends. He also has a website, mythpodcast.com. Yeah, so, yeah, definitely check it out. Like, really cool. If you like adventure stories, magic and swords and knights and whatever.
Fantasy.
This is your podcast. He has one episode on Santa Claus, on the real Santa Claus.
And was he actually a serial killer?
Like, really, really freaky.
Santa's sleigh.
Yeah.
Anyway, we
he's
also have
down your chimney.
A recommendation from Doug. And he says, on a spiritual note, he had several listed, and we'll read these off over the next few weeks. But on a spiritual note, Steve Brown, etc. It's a weekly talk show that is funny, inspiring, and relevant. He says, I love it. And Steve Brown is my current man crush.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are you sure that
I'm not sure I was supposed to read that
exactly.
On the podcast.
I was like, man, we kind of... Well, it's out there.
And I'm going to subscribe to this one as well.
This okay, I don't know Doug, but this sounds almost like one of those serial killer fans that will, like, absolutely like, love the person
so much.
And then, like, kill
Doug?
Him in the end.
Doug?
Yeah.
Trust me, once you meet him, it's definitely not like that.
I figured it would.
He seems way too friendly to be a serial killer.
I'm going with movie cliche.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Oh. Okay.
But thank you for that, Doug. And if someone else has a recommendation, let us know.
Oh, wait,
we'll get it on the show.
Although we will check that out. It sounds very interesting.
Yes, I'm subscribing.
Doug has great taste in podcasts, and he is a podcast aficionado. For sure.
There's a lot about Doug that we'll get to eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been on the back burner for way too long, but I promise at some point we'll get to it.
Okay. He was the Dean of Men.
Yeah.
At Hillcrest. Ooh. All right. We're just getting that out of the way.
All right. I'm just looking over my notes here to see if there's anything else we want to mention. I think...
I have two things.
I think that's all I've got. Okay, Jeff.
Okay, well, one is news. This is a pretty big story. It happened locally. You guys might have heard already. Last night, there was an Amber Alert for two kids.
Ah, oh, yes. I got the text.
Yeah.
I got a notification.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I got a notification. Anyways, so what happened with that, like, it was actually a really, really tragic story. Two kids were taken from their home by their, what they call it, non-custodial mother. So basically their mother... but didn't have custody
their
of the children. Their biological mother. Her and her boyfriend, or I'm assuming he was her boyfriend. It doesn't say their relationship status. But took the kids out of their home around near Fort Wayne. Took off with them.
And so they issued an Amber Alert because they thought the kids were in danger. Well, it turns out about 5:30 p.m. yesterday, this woman actually went to the Elkhart police station and turned herself in, and the children were dead in the back seat. And they don't know, they're not releasing yet who killed them or why they died, and they still can't find the man, so they're still trying to search for him. But yeah, just a really tragic story. This is why we have Amber Alerts in the U.S., to help prevent things like this.
Are Amber Alerts always to do with children?
Yeah. The rules for Amber Alert is it has to be, they have to know who took the children, and they have to have really good reason to believe that the children are in danger. And then they issue an Amber Alert with all the information they know. And like you, it came up on your cell phone. It came up on a lot of people's cell phones. It didn't come up on mine for some reason. But
it's probably because you have a Samsung.
Probably because I have it turned off.
Oh. No.
But either way, like, it's, yeah.
Yeah, that's sad. I saw it, and I didn't, there wasn't that much information in it. I thought it was just,
no. It's just what vehicle they described
me of. Like, and basically, that, out for the vehicle. That goes out, like, usually within 15 minutes to half an hour after it happens. So it is very, you know, there's very little information to go off of at that point. They're just giving everything they can.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, but the mother is in custody, in Elkhart, I'm assuming, and they're doing an autopsy today, but they didn't say the results of it yet.
Wow. All right. You said you had two stories.
Yeah. So, well, my other thing is a product review. I went to the coffee shop today.
Okay.
And specifically for one purpose.
To buy a French press.
No.
To test something.
No, to buy some pumpkin tort, because the coffee shop has the most amazing pumpkin tort ever. Like, it is the perfect fall dessert. It is absolutely delicious.
Is it like a cheesecake?
No, it's like a...
Is it flaky?
It's like apple pie without the crust and lots of whipped cream. Or, sorry, not apple, pumpkin pie.
Oh, okay.
It's like a, yeah, it's like that creamy pie feeling, maybe a little bit runnier. And it's on very moist. It's on a bed of crust, but it's a different crust than pie crust, and it is absolutely phenomenal.
Man, so, I have like a hankering for
We're not that far away.
Some apple tort,
pumpkin tort.
That one. Well, Jeff said apple pie.
I know, I did say apple pie.
So that's why I'm confused. Plus, I'm thinking with my stomach and not with my brain.
Well, and the reason I said apple pie because I actually went and bought some pumpkin tort. And pumpkin cheesecake, and took it home, and was eating it, and there was also apple pie on the counter at home, and I was thinking of that in the back of my head.
You got double pumpkined.
It was, they were both amazing, but the tort is better.
Okay, the tort is better than the cheesecake with pumpkins at the coffee shop.
And Sheila Gingrich is the one who makes it, and she told me that if you want some, you have to go on Tuesday, because they sell out really fast, and they only make it on Tuesday.
That's today.
That is today.
So if we want some, we got to go today.
That's right.
We'll be back next week. See you.
I guess we are ready to wrap it up. We'll go ahead.
Are we going to talk about the bachelor party?
Yeah, we need to mention that real briefly.
Or do you want to just save it for next week?
I guess if we want pumpkin tort.
Mr. Dave's going to be on next week.
Yes.
I'm assuming that would be bachelor party. Discussion would be good with him on.
I do agree that,
pick
that
his brain.
Be a good
yes.
Bachelor party person.
Alrighty.
Yeah. If you guys have any suggestions, topics to discuss, or questions, send us a Facebook message or on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We're more responsive on Facebook.
Check out our live stream. We always stream around 6:30 when we start recording the podcast.
And we will, in the future, on try Tuesdays. To get something that is, like, going for most of the time.
But just like be prepared. There'll be a lot of downtime.
Mm-hmm.
There always is a lot of downtime.
We have many hoops to jump through before we get all of the wrinkles ironed out. If I could just include one more cliche, I would, but I can't think of any more.
What is our word of the week, Layton?
Word of the week... is prank.